The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Happy Resurrection Sunday. That is what we here at Freedom Fellowship Church are celebrating this weekend. Most Christians celebrated it on March 27th, and they call it by the name Easter. Here at Freedom Fellowship Church, we like to refer to it as Resurrection Sunday because it's not about the Easter bunny, or it's not about the eggs, the Easter eggs, but it's about the day that Jesus conquered death and he rose up from the grave. So we call it Resurrection Sunday. And according to the Jewish calendar, Passover on their calendar would have occurred just this past week, which means that Jesus would have risen from the dead this weekend. So that's why we are celebrating Resurrection Sunday this Sunday. Now, if you want to celebrate Christ's resurrection on Easter when everybody else celebrates it, that's fine too. Any time that the body of Christ wants to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a time that we should rejoice and celebrate. So we don't need to become stuck up about exact dates or create a tradition out of it. But we like to celebrate Christ's resurrection this Sunday like we're doing now. And so it's Resurrection Sunday, so we're going to share with you the message that Pastor Chris shared with us on the day that everybody celebrated Easter. And we just had our Passover feast this past Friday, and if you guys weren't there, you missed out because God is really revealing himself to us here at Freedom Fellowship Church, and he's really revealing himself, making himself known to us, and he's continuing to move. And we're continuing to get reports overseas, testimonies from the Philippines after Pastor Chris's previous trip there of God bringing forth manifestations, giving revelation to the people in the Philippines, and he says he wants to do it here too. So we have to take a hold of what it is that God is giving us. And we have to stay in the heavenly realm, like we were talking about last week. If we focus on worldly things, if we focus on our trials, if we focus on our situation, we become worldly minded. We become limited by our own perception. But if we look and we think and we act according to the heavenly realm, then God can bring about heavenly blessings, which is what we want to do. So we're going to listen to Pastor Chris's Resurrection Sunday message that she shared with us last month, and we're going to share it with you here on the radio. So open up your hearts, open up your ears, and take a listen to Pastor Chris.
You know, the scripture is very clear. We Christians, we try too hard. We're trying hard on everything to look religious, to look anointed, and we end up having performances a lot of times, and we try so hard. Wherein Jesus did all the impossible and the most painful and the hardest ones so that things will be easier for us. This is like, which is easier, he said, that your sins are forgiven or rise up and walk, right? Those are both hard, but he made it easier for us because, you know, he's a creator of heaven and earth. He's not going to allow Satan to win, period. So don't allow Satan to win. And he's going to use our flesh. The greatest challenge that we have is our flesh, our emotions. And just keep in mind that they change. They can change in a matter of minutes. But the truth is, we will rule and reign with Christ here on earth. In our lifetime, we don't need to sing when we all get to heaven. We're going to bring heaven down. Okay? And by believing the impossible, it is impossible to please God without faith. you know, I picked up from Wednesday from Dora and Esther's teaching, and I've been asking the Lord about the message today. So we're going to move in power. We'll continue to move in power in 2016. Remember, you need to keep on prophesying. You are your own prophet. Remember? You are your own prophets. There is power in your word. So every day I said, beginning in year 2016, I look good. I will feel good. I will live good. I will be good. And I will do good. All for the glory of God the Father, for my own benefit, and for the benefit of His people. Give Him all the glory. You get to keep the goods. Well, that's what He's all about. He created things for us because we are the body of Christ. Because everything was created by Him, through Him, and for Him. Remember? Everything was created for our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are His body. And He made us, by going to the cross, He made us joint heirs with Him. So the earth is the Lord's and its fullness, so we are joint heirs. And we are His bride. So in the kingdom of God, He made it as a community property. What Jesus owned, I own. What I own, little bitty, that I own, Jesus own, right? So let us stop making a name for ourselves. Instead, glorifying the Lord so that we can have the manifestations of our full inheritance in Christ Jesus, okay? Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And the faith worketh by love, and love never fails. Those are the simple things. If you think, well, everything is so hard. And I said, like, no. Because everything that is in the Bible has to be easily entreated. His yoke is easy, His burden is light. Right? Okay, so we're supposed to be the most exciting people on the face of the earth. And people, the world needs to be afraid of us. Because we're going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ here on earth. And guess who are the subjects? Not just the created things on the earth, not just the nature, but them, the worldly people, right? Okay. So might as well practice right now instead of practicing religiosity. Let us not put boundaries on each other, but instead let us allow our destiny to be fulfilled and manifest for all the world to see. And it's time. So look at your neighbor and said, neighbor, let's get rid of our religiosity. Let us be real. Let us be powerful. Amen. So everything is so easy. When your sins are forgiven, when you're born again, I said, Nicodemus, being a learned man, an educated man, he really cannot comprehend it. How can I go back to my mother's womb? And Jesus told him, you must be born of the Spirit. And said, you teachers, and said, you can tell the signs of times. You can tell about the weather. You can predict the weather. But you don't know. You cannot enter the kingdom of God, not unless you're born of the Spirit. So how easy was it for you? You didn't even plan it, right? No one comes to me, not unless my Father sends them. It means to say the Holy Spirit already convicted you. He got you and you pull you kicking and screaming. And then you confess that Jesus is the Lord, your Savior. You became teary-eyed. All your sins are washed away. How difficult was it for you? Was it painful? Huh? Then why is it that believing our inheritance and the blessings that we're supposed to enjoy, that we're supposed to share here on earth, why is it difficult for us to believe them? I believe it when I see it. And I said, like, how can you see that you're born again? How can you prove that you're born again? You still look the same, right? All I know is when you're born again, you became a crybaby. How do I know that? Because why? What do infants, those that are newly born, do? They cry, they sleep. They cry, they sleep. Right? When they're hungry, they cry. Right? When they're wet, they cry. When they want to be held, they cry. right? When they need some attention, they cry. So we became a crybaby. That is the first manifestation of being born again, right? And then you were fed what? Milk. But it's not the time frame that a natural infant does. Now it depends on your degree of obedience and your living by faith, your relationship with Jesus Christ. Then you can raise the dead only after a few days of being born again. Hello? So how many of you have been born again for a long time? Okay, how many dead have you raised? We have a lot of catching up to do with Jesus. So can we agree and can we make a quality decision to start today? Because today is the resurrection Sunday, not Easter Sunday. It's a resurrection Sunday. Okay? So can we start today? Okay. You know, the young people, they're watching us because they want the real thing. They want the real thing. They've been watching all of these comic characters that they have this power like God. And we have a greater power than those made up heroes, right? We have a greater power. Well, the thing is, you want it to be dramatic as the comic books. Would you want to wear the costumes too? Because we are destined for greatness. We are created. We were born again to be kings and priests before the Lord. And yet, there is no power in the church. We holler, we dance, we scream, we cry, we laugh. And then we go back to the same house and we encounter the same problems. I said, like, oh, I have so much time with the Lord. I don't want to go home. Why don't you take Jesus home, right? Because we are God's superheroes. You know, there is an instance when I was young about Superman, and he circled the planet. He changed the time, right? With us, we just command it in the name of Jesus. We are under the new covenant. It's in the book of Joshua, remember? I mentioned it to you last Sunday. Joshua was fighting, and he didn't want to go back and finish the war. So he prayed and said, sun, don't set, and moon, don't rise. Just like that. He didn't have to go to Superman and get his power and turn around the sun. You understand what I'm saying? Just the spoken word, and it says, it obeyed. That's the power that we have. We don't have to fly. All we need to do is there's no distance in the spirit. If we become the spiritual being instead of the Clark Kent, right? Let us become kings and priests and then let's change the world. Let's transform the world. Let's stop hiding our persona and the things that happened in the past that you cannot change, but your emotions wanted to say, well, I've been rejected when I was a child, and said, welcome to the crowd. Who was not rejected? Well, but I was rejected 1,000 times more than you do, and said, well, thank God. Why would I keep on going back and being rejected again? I'm not going back. I'm moving forward. Don't rehearse and remember the things of the past because your emotions is wanting to feel good. And then, like an infant, a lot of 120-year-old Christians are still using that. Well, you know, they didn't teach me in the other, my pastor did not teach me. And the scripture said, no man don't need to teach you anything. You can ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. So what is your excuse? Are we in the blame game again? Blame the pastors, blame this. And there is so much blame that we can spread around. Hello? But let's get back. Let's step into our destiny. I don't want all this. Well, they disapprove of me. Well, this is this and this and that. And I have to. And I was just like, please, become. Become the body of Christ. Become the bride of Christ. Let's remove our wrinkles. It's 2016, for crying out loud. It is important for us that by faith, we can do all those things. We can multiply loaves and fishes. We can walk on water. we can command the wind, and the wind will obey us because of what Jesus said and promised us. You can do greater things because I'm going to my Father, and I'm sending the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit abides with us forever. Sometimes we're so busy in listening to other voices and seeing other visions other than what the Holy Spirit is wanting to give us that we don't see them anymore. That's what I was trying to do with the younger generations. If they wanted to transform the arts and entertainment, the financial arena, and the science and technology in every sector of society, they have to stop watching and hearing and listening to the world's ways. Because the Holy Spirit cannot and would not allow himself to be contaminated. You cannot see beyond what is out there already, because that's what you've been seeing, that's what you've been looking. If you're going to hear with your spiritual ears and see through your spiritual eyes, then you're going to see beyond that. You will be able to transform it, not improve it, not to take over, but to transform. And that's what we need to do in the body of Christ. We have this kind of ruler mentality that we are not afraid of the things that we don't know because the Holy Spirit will not allow us. God will not allow us even to be tempted or tried the things that we cannot endure. Sometimes we bring ourselves into those temptations and then we give Satan the credit and we blame God for it. God is teaching me something. Has been trying to teach you ever since you were born again, and you are not. It said you're AWOL. And with our obedience, we're always tardy. And we make a lot of excuses by being tardy. So if you wanted to hear from God, get rid of all those contaminations and the measure of faith that was given to you, work it out. Exercise your faith, okay? Because we have so many things that we need to do. Don't try too hard, because things are easy when it comes to the spiritual realm, when it comes to the manifestations. Thou shalt not die, but live. How easy that is. And if that is mingled with faith, you just save somebody else's life. Hello? You infuse life. Thou shalt not die, but you will live in the name of Jesus. And those who have serious illnesses, those who really grab hold of it, and said, they're still alive. But those who said, well, I hope so. Well, I hope so. And then he said, okay, you pray that I will not die of cancer. And said, well, I have a problem with my gallbladder. I have some problem with my spleen. And I said, as if Jesus said that. I said, okay, you're going to live, not as a wholeness, and said, from your cancer, but you're going to live through those? And they said, no. When God cleaned, he cleaned. Just like those lepers. Lord, we wanted to be made whole. Go show yourself to the priest. He didn't say, call an ambulance, call 911. Show yourself to the priest. And if those lepers will say, well, the priest will not, because we're leprous, they're not going to allow, they don't want to be contaminated, they were not going to welcome us. If they perceive it and reason with their own brain, in which most Christians are doing, and said they would not have obeyed. And it says, while they were obeyed, they have not reached the synagogue yet, nor they have not reached the priest yet. They were already healed. Because why? It is the power of obedience. Because faith without works is dead. Right? It is the power of obedience. You don't have to reason with it. You don't have to analyze it. You don't say that, well, I look stupid. Well, you were acting stupid in your past life anyway. So now you're just going to look at it, look stupid, but then the glory of God will come. You're still trying to look and trying to protect your own reputation. I don't know what perceived reputations you have. Wherein the scripture said, I count myself of no reputation, just to glorify God. God has your back.
Amen. God has our back. Isn't that true? And the thing is that God wants us to succeed, and he's given us every single tool. Christ Jesus, before he left, he said that we would do even greater things than he would do. Because why? The Father was going to send the Holy Spirit to live inside of us. So now we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. What does that mean? It means that the resurrection power that rose Jesus from the dead is now living inside of us. Which means we're not limited by the systems of the world. We're not limited by natural law. We are only limited by our faith and by our obedience to Jesus Christ. And these are the things that we need to keep in mind when we go about our day. We have the resurrection power within us. So we're not limited. So we need to stop trying so hard. We need to stop fretting. Instead, we just need to look to God, because God is faithful and he is willing to push us forward to succeed in the task that he has given us. If you think about it, if God called you to do something, he's not going to abandon you when you go to do the thing that he told you to do. No, he's going to make sure that you're equipped. He's going to make sure that you're prepared. He's going to make sure that everything that you need is there, that it's taken care of. So let's obey God. Let's go forth in obedience, in eagerness to do the will of the Father, to bring about his glory and to give him honor, because that's what it's about. It's not just so that we'll be successful, that we'll make a lot of money, that we'll be able to take vacation, that we'll be able to buy a nice house, get a nice car, get married. It's not just for our own pleasure. No, it's so that when people look at us, they'll be like, "What's your secret? Why are you able to go about each day with such confidence?" And then we can say our confidence is in Jesus Christ. When people ask, "Why are you so successful?" then you'll be able to say, "I'm successful because I rely on my Father God." And so that's the kind of life that we should be living. As Pastor Chris always says, us Christians, we should have the most exciting, we should have the most successful lives more than anyone else in the world, because we have the Holy Spirit. We have the inspiration of the Lord. So why are we getting surpassed? So with that in mind, just remember, body of Christ, we have that resurrection power inside of us, and we have the Holy Spirit to guide us. God isn't going to abandon us. So we're about out of time. If you were touched by this message, give us a call. Call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can call us at 210-396-7891. We love to hear from you guys. It's always very encouraging to hear from our listeners to know if we're making a difference, if you're touched by this program, if God is moving. Also, check out our website, www.sogmi.org. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. Listen to previous broadcasts. You can download them. You can listen to them whenever you want on your phone. We're on iTunes, so check us out there. Also, if you want to come visit us on one of our Sunday services, we meet every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. We also meet every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're meeting off I-10 in Callahan. It's 8419 Callahan Road. You can find the address on our website, as I said before, sogmi.org. So check it out. Go to our website, listen to broadcasts, find us, come visit us, call us, let us know how it's going, because God is moving. We're excited, and we want to know. We want the body of Christ to all move up together in glory. So we don't want to leave anybody behind, but we're also not going to wait. We're not going to wait for you, but we're going to go forth and take a hold of what God has given us. So thank you so much for tuning in. God is on the move. God is manifesting his glory, and he's preparing for a mighty move here in the United States. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.